Thanks for being here, folks. It's Carol here with Arts Live and Local, and yes, of course, a very full show. And I'm going to start right out with my first guests live right here in the studio. And before you even meet them, you're going to hear them. So here is Curlew's Call, and they're playing tonight and tomorrow night at the Crown Alley Irish Pub in Ocean Park. Go for it.
When the sun goes down or up in town, colors last for hours, oh. Lights come on and the night's a song, and the streets all turn to gold. All heaven's kiss like teardrops off an angel's wing. Don't you know you'll cleanse your soul with a walk in the Irish rain? Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again when I get too drunk to sing. We'll walk in the Irish rain. My sailing days are over, oh. Through time and tide and by my side, together we'll grow old. I threw my sea bag in the bin and I brought these pretty flowers home. Kiss me, Kate, we'll celebrate before the bloom is gone. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again when I get too drunk to sing. We'll walk in the Irish rain. Drunken old sailor, they all get together and they start to play. Time stands still while they sing their fill and they shout till the break of day. Sweet little lady with a glass of stout, sipping it down till the foam runs out. She'll help her old man home again with a lark in the Irish rain.
Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again when I get too drunk to sing. We'll walk in the Irish rain. Oh, Catherine, take my hand, I've got 3 pounds in change. I'll sing you songs of love again when I get too drunk to sing. We'll walk in the Irish rain.
Ah, whoa. Wow, what a great way to start a show. Thank you. Say, if I may say so myself, of course.
That was
wonderful, wonderful. If you'd like to sit down, you may, but if you're comfortable standing, you'll take your mics with you if you sit down.
It's the main thing.
Well, I am witnessing Curlew's Call. We've got Mark Eiler on the, let's see, how many strings? Six strings in this case. Sometimes 12, and vocals. And with the harmony was Jessica McKeegan, and on Irish whistle as well. And then Julie Bennett did a gorgeous boron in the background there. Do you ever sing, Julie?
No.
Okay.
They don't let me sing.
Come close.
They don't let me sing.
Well, I let you talk, though, so you can get close to them.
We have rules in this band. We don't give her a microphone.
I see. Well, we have, ladies and gentlemen, I have three KMUN virgins right here in the studio with me, and I'm very delighted. I don't think they're radio virgins, though, are you?
No.
None of you?
No. Do we need to leave a little cup of blood or something?
We'll talk about that later.
The things you learn.
Yeah, I tell you. So have you been in Astoria before? Have you played in this?
We have not played in Astoria. But we have been here many, many times. It's a lovely town. We're so thrilled to be here.
It's a lovely town.
Because you are from?
Olympia, Washington.
Not very far, Olympia.
Yeah.
And all three of you live in Olympia.
Yeah.
Well, then, of course, you've been. Do you play much there?
Oh,
Is there other venues there to play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are. We have. This is our Irish band. We have another iteration of the three of us called Humor and Heart, and that's our classic pop. And so we do like 60s and 70s, everything from the Monkees to Emerson, Lake and Palmer. So we have a great time.
And then a bunch of my originals too.
And Trop Rock too.
Jimmy Buffett type of stuff.
Fun stuff. We're a party band. We're a party band either way. But,
and this is your Irish and Maritime.
Yeah.
I see.
And actually tonight and tomorrow night, we'll be shaking it up. We'll be doing both bands. So we will do our primarily Irish, but we'll be mixing it in with our humor and heart stuff.
Do you have different hats you put on when you're switching bands?
Almost.
He could.
Or a scarf.
I could.
Yeah.
And I do normally. Yeah. Yeah. I wear a lot of different hats. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting to be changing shirts in front of the audience.
I told you, virgins on the radio, but not in the real world.
Yeah,
they've been out there on the
road. It's still a family show.
This is true. Although it is going to be at a pub, but I think, I don't know what the rules are there, do you? Is it open to the public?
Open to the public, and we've played here before, and Dan, the proprietor, is an amazing guy, and just wonderful person, and nice pub, great food, so we're really looking forward to being back
When have you played here before? Because it just came on
summer. July.
Okay.
We were at the pub in July.
In July, yeah.
I don't think it's been open that long, has it?
Oh, yeah.
They were
open a month or two, a couple of months before we played there. But, I mean, it's a relatively new pub. You know,
so
the Crown Alley is relatively new. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We actually were down for the opening weekend.
We came
down to check it out because we heard, a new Irish pub down on Long Beach Peninsula. That can't be bad. So we all took off, came down, and checked it out.
Exactly.
See, you're way ahead of me.
Yeah.
I am actually a Crown Alley Irish pub virgin.
Oh,
and
wow.
I still am.
There you go.
Well, come down and see us tomorrow or tonight. We're there tonight and tomorrow.
They're in Ocean Park, folks, and they've been making music happen. I know Bill Swenson at the Peninsula Performing Arts Center has been sending me the news, so I've been announcing it, but this is the first, you are the first group from there.
Mm. So when we were here last time, I learned that the pub used to be a restaurant called The Ark.
That's where they are?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And talk about good vibes.
Yes.
The Ark was the best. I'm sure you heard all about James Beard and everything, but the most important part was Nancy and Jamella. Mm-hmm. And Nancy is still very much alive and with us. And Jamella left us, but she is still with us, too. So
I went online when I got home and searched out their cookbooks and bought all of them. Yeah.
Right, right. Very special.
Julie's an awesome cook.
Okay.
So is Mark.
Oh, this is getting better and better. I'm coming to visit you in Olympia tomorrow. No, wait. Another time. I'll let you know so you can go.
Party at the hotel room.
So how long did the two bands kind of start at the same time?
Well, it's interesting. First of all, I've been a solo act most of my life. I've gone out and performed by myself. And then when Jess and I got together, we realized that it was fun to sing together, and we finally put enough material together. Because Jess, when she was younger, she played in rock bands. And
I was
she,
in bands.
Definitely. So she had a lot of experience from years ago, and we found a bunch of stuff that we really liked together. Primarily, it was the humor and heart, I think, but we also, because of Jess's Irish background, we loved playing the Irish stuff as well, and we'd sit in with the sessions up in Olympia and such. And so we started going out as a duo, and then just as a lark, one night we were playing at the Uncork and Unwind Winery, or a wine bar over in Olympia, and we thought, we're playing outside tonight. We've got lots of room. Let's call Julie and see if she wants to come out and play with us, because she had been in another Irish band called Lock Do, which is our previous iteration. And so she says, sure. So we set up the three of us outside, and we started playing all of our humor and heart stuff, all of the trop rock and classic rock. And
did you play Boron for that, too?
Oh, she has a whole, yeah, but she's got all kinds of drums.
Yeah, there's specific numbers within the classic rock band where I do use the Boron.
Okay.
But it's mostly, you know, djembe and cajon and bongos and cymbals. And
how big is your vehicle? You carry all these with
oh,
you?
There's no, I mean, you couldn't put a toothpick in there.
Well,
at this
that's, point. I mean, the Irish whistle is easy.
It is.
Come on.
And
that's
so a mando.
And the
mando. I pick little instruments.
Yes, that's
you know?
Very smart. So were you playing those two instruments, the Irish whistle and the mando, before you met Mark?
I was playing the whistle before I met Mark. You so were, Julie and I.
In a rock band?
No, in Celtic
okay.
band. So
yeah.
Mark and I met in a band.
Yeah.
And I was in the band because I'm a singer and also because
Constellations,
I play the Irish crew.
Constellations crew with Hank Kramer.
Hank Kramer. So.
Oh, we know Hank. He comes for
okay.
the Fisher Poets game.
Sure.
He's been
exactly.
right here.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
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 Well, he's a dear friend of
and
ours.
And we've played
yeah.
with Hank down in Owako
right.
several times.
Right.
And so
recorded on some of the CDs, too.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, we've appeared on the CDs.
I love this music world in the Pacific Northwest, probably everywhere.
Yeah.
But definitely in the Pacific Northwest, it is just one big family, mm-hmm. and people do exactly what when you describe that. Hey, we have space. Julie, come on in. Often it's one name and friends, mm-hmm. and you never know who you're going to get because it's whoever's available that night. If it's
a wonderful musical community,
it is
amazing.
It is this whole area. So how far back does that go when you two met?
Julie and I met first.
Okay,
and we met in the Irish sessions in Olympia.
Oh.
Jam
so,
sessions.
Yeah,
jam,
and so the Irish sessions where you all sit around traditionally.
That was probably about 1998.
I think 70.
20 years.
97?
97
yeah.
or 8, so 20,
yeah.
21 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And then in 2003, Hank Kramer and I met. Well, we had known each other peripherally through different people, and we met at a friend's house in a music jam, and I sat next to him with a small guitar, and he just looked at me and said, "That sounds great. Want to join a band?" Because it was a tenor guitar and a little bit different.
He wait says, a minute.
You know, a little bit different.
Stop right there. You play the tenor guitar?
Yeah, I have a 6-string tenor guitar. Because you sit in a song circle, everybody has a great big 6-string, and it's just big wall of mud. So I wanted something that would stand out, so I played a 6-string tenor.
Do you know that,
tenor.
That we had the tenor guitar gathering here?
No.
This is,
this is
the tenor guitar capital of
they
the world.
They may not want me, though.
Well,
because I'm a 6-string tenor, and I think they're looking more of the traditional 4-string.
The man who started the festival, who...
Yeah.
Very sadly died a few years ago, Mark Josephs. He has a whole video on how to help out people like you.
And it's been said that I do need help from time to time.
He carries his wire clippers at all times.
Oh, that's
it's a
doesn't
very,
take much.
It's a very funny
That is hysterical.
Video.
I'd like to see that.
Anyway, I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but each year we're wondering.
Do you want us to play another song?
You know, we're not going to have time for another song.
Sure.
But I want to know where folks can find you. Like, are there websites where
people can... We do have websites. Our website is curlewscall.com.
And spell curlew.
CURLEWSCALL.com. And the other one way you can find us is humorandheart.net. So... spell the whole thing out. H U M O R A N D H E A R T.
It's the American humor.
Yes. Right. Without the O, U.
That's right.
A U-less humor.
Yes. Yes. American
right.
style spelling. Humor. H U M O R.
So, are you playing with other folks as well, Julie? Or at this point,
I'm in about 9 different bands.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So most of them are contra dance bands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in all my wanderings through the phone book of Astoria, I got to know the woman who runs the art and movement space,
Jessamine Grace, who happens to be a programmer here, but she's not here right now.
Yeah. Yes. So, anyways, but mostly contra dance bands.
So you're going to come down here and play for one of our contra dances?
Could be.
You never know. This is terrific.
Yeah.
I do want to let folks know, without going into their backgrounds, you can find it. You just look them up. These folks have day jobs. It's hard to believe with all the music they're putting out. Not to mention the fact that they informed me that they were just in Ireland for 5 and 3 weeks. In June, did you say?
Last June.
Last June. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they keep these day jobs.
Coffee.
We all work for ourselves. We all have our own. We're all the bosses.
We're all freelancers, basically.
Right. But they're like heavy hitters. So I'll let you look that up and check it out because there's so much fun. I don't want to, you know, douse that with the serious stuff. So. Okay. Yeah. Big thing to know is tonight and tomorrow night from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Crown Alley Irish Pub in Ocean Park. It's at where the Ark used to be. So we locals all know where that is. The rest of you will check out Crown Alley Irish Pub and have a listen. And you can tell it's going to be a fun evening in addition to good music. What else do we need to know about you in the music world?
We're trying to put together at least one or two more CDs.
Okay. And,
this year, yeah.
This year.
Do you have any trio CDs at this
we
point?
At this point, we really don't. We're still working on that. What we're going to do is we're going to try and do this live in the studio because what we do is we play, and we find that doing the music, individual tracks, like the CD that I produced that you have
right there.
Was done on mostly individual tracks and stuff, and you just keep adding things till you sound like a band.
Right.
But we are live. A band, and so we want to do this live in the studio,
nice.
And then maybe add some things from that, or that way we can, if we need to fix something, it's easier, and we'll just get it done, and it'll have that live feel. We want that energy, so.
I would love it. We'll be hearing that right now, what we're going to hear. Actually, you know, if you have something really short, do you have something short you can play for us?
No?
No.
Not necessarily.
Nothing
comes to mind.
Right? Yeah, right.
We are on the spot. 3 minutes and above.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Okay. So we're going to have to wait for that recording. And in the meantime, Mark has, that's Iler, I-L-E-R. And he's got, It's About Time. Oh, that's the name of the album,
Because it took me all these years to, I was like, 58 when I finally got it done. And it's all original music, but it took me 58 years to come up with it. So I'm not prolific, but I can write some things okay.
Once you get started,
it should start flowing. Yeah.
What do we need to know about The Lady and the Captain?
The Lady and the Captain was written primarily about my great-grandmother, whose husband was a captain on aboard a freighter in the Great Lakes, and he was away most of the time. And it's written from the perspective of my great-grandmother, who's basically the one that has to wait for her husband to come home, and actually never really knows whether or not he's coming home.
Right.
There's another song on the same CD that tells of the great storm of 1913 in the Great Lakes, that where he was one of two ships that survived.
Wow.
Because if he wouldn't have survived, I wouldn't be here.
That's right. And we mentioned that we around here have learned so much about stories like that because of the Fisher Poets Gathering, because people come and tell stories of near misses and what's going on. So, okay. Well, it's not at the Ark. The Crown Alley Irish Pub is not located at the Ark.
Wow. We'll need something else.
Okay, we'll need to look it up. Okay, we'll find it. But I bet that's the boss who called in and said, okay.
I was under the impression that it was the same
location. We were
taking
your word for it because we don't know.
You know what? It's the same people.
Yes, it's the same people.
It has to do with Jamila and Nancy.
Oh, okay.
And that was the heart of the place. So we'll find it in Ocean Park. And in the meantime, I want to play you this song from Mark's CD. You do not have musics.
Not together. I played a whistle on that one with him. So.
And you you wrote everything here. Do you, either of you, write music as well, compose?
I do, and that's partly what we're working on, is our next CD will have
Compositions by Jessica and I. We're collaborating on a new material.
Yeah. Good. And yeah. But they won't let you sing, but they let you play on them.
Oh, yeah.
I have a CD in the car. It's from one of my contra dance bands that I can leave with you if you like.
That sounds good. Yeah. And we'll look forward to seeing all of you back here and maybe Julie back here playing with a contra dance band. Sounds terrific.
There you go.
This is Curlew's Call at curlewscall.com. My guests, Jessica McKeegan, Julie Bennett, who is also Irish but doesn't have the right name for it, and Mark Eiler, who is not Irish.
No.
But they love the music, as do many of us, and the country as well. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
Hope
you very
to be
much.
Hearing you.
Yes.
And let's hear a little of Mark's music right here on Coast Community Radio.
The calm water glistens with the sun in the morn. This is the day she's waited for. Out on the horizon, a captain and crew's coming home for a shore leave. It's long overdue. But it's only a few days together they'll share. They'll make the most of the time he is there. And on the last evening down at the town hall, a dance for the sailors, invitations for all. Now swing to the left and swing to the right. The lady and captain will dance through the night. For his shore leave will end as tomorrow begins, and she never knows if she'll see him again. Well, the weeks go by slowly, but they seem just like years. He's on the water, there's always the fear. One day a message may come to her door, telling her she'll see the captain no more. Now swing to the left and swing to the right. The lady and captain will dance through the night. For his shore leave will end as tomorrow begins, and she never knows if she'll see him again.
Yeah, you can hear all those instruments. Again, that was Mark Eiler's personal album from the playing it because he's here with Curlew's Call. However, right now in the studio is one very familiar person and one almost new person. How's that? Does that work? Yeah, that works. Sally LaCaff is here, and I think that most of the locals in this area know Sally from her art, which shows up in many places, on walls, in galleries, in shows, in books, in what's the newspaper that,
It was the upper left edge.
Upper left edge, yes. Right?
That's right.
All the upper left edge, plus those gorgeous handmade books that you did with...
it's been a while.
Yeah, I know. At the Cannon Beach Gallery and Astoria Galleries, all over the place. And also... Hi, Sally.
Hi, yeah. Carol. How are you?
Also, Sally has been here before. However, Lynette Ray McAdams is our fourth KMUN Virgin of the Day.
Is it a record, do you think?
In this short a time, I think so.
So you get to...
But Lynette lives... Where do you live? You're on the peninsula?
I live on the north end of the Long Beach Peninsula, yes. Ocean Park, thereabouts.
Okay, which is where... those folks are going to be playing tonight and tomorrow.
Right. So, a happy coincidence.
Yes. Okay. And you two are here because, well, there's two different things. First of all, Sally wrote a book called Sarah's Circus together with Jake.
Robert Jacobs.
Excuse me. Who just died, which was a shock to many of us.
Absolutely.
And he's the guy who... did a lot of things in this town, helped save the Liberty, built the Cannery Pier Hotel and the Armory, and
brought the trolley,
and the book is called Sarah's Circus, and I'm not sure, but I think I remember that the story is more Jake's family story.
It's based on a story that happened to Jake as a young boy in the 60s here in Astoria. He was given the opportunity, if you want to call it that, by his father to work in the circus for a day. And in actuality, his father just, you know, wanted him to learn how to work in the circus just to see what it was like to have a day's work. And Jake didn't enjoy it very much. But we wrote the story. It's we changed it to be in the Great Depression, and it's not set in Astoria. It's set in Nebraska, and we changed the gender, so it's a little girl rather than a middle class little boy.
You know, I wondered though, is your given name Sally, or does it happen to be Sarah?
It's Sally. Sarah is not a reference to me in
because
any way.
It is sometimes a nickname for Sarah.
I'm actually a Sally.
But the book is wonderful. I got it as soon as it came out and just love it.
Thanks, Carol.
And well, I must for full disclosure. I love everything that Sally does.
She's not an impartial judge.
I'm a fan as well.
Good. So you are going to be doing a signing. Where is that happening?
Yes, I'll be doing a signing at the AVA Gallery on 375 11th Street, right across from the Silver Salmon Grill. Mm-hmm.
And when is that?
December 1st.
December
from 1 to 4 p.m.
1 to 4.
It's a Saturday.
It's independent of... art walk and all that
kind
of stuff.
Yes, this is just a date I found that worked for me and for the gallery. And
so that's a week from tomorrow, Saturday, December 1st, at the AVA Gallery. That's the new gallery, 375 11th. Get used to it.
It's a nice little space.
It is a nice space. Now, the same day, I think, am I right? The same day is the Ilwaco Crab Pot Christmas Lighting.
That's exactly right. Down at the Port of Ilwaco. It's at 5 o'clock that night. Mm-hmm. And we'll be on hand to read our Coastal Christmas.
Our other publication.
That's right.
Yes. So now tell us about this. Lynette, now you did the writing and you did the illustration. How did this work?
That's exactly right. This is our first collaboration. And I actually wrote this poem. It's a rewrite of The Night Before Christmas.
It's hilarious.
Oh, thank you. These things could be horrible. And we were worried about that. But
it turned out all right.
It turned out okay.
I found it at the co-op last year. And I bought several and sent them to people.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I just loved it. Yeah.
Yes, I love that they agreed to carry it for us. I mean, all of our retailers locally are pretty incredible about that. But of course, in the story, the co-op saves the reindeer. So it was appropriate to have it there.
It's definitely a rewrite, but you can feel the rhythm of the original story.
Yes,
you did a terrific job.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. It borrows the cadence certainly of the original poem.
Are you a poet?
I am not. I am a freelance writer, but mostly I write expository, newsy kind of nonfiction narrative things.
Mm-hmm. So how did that happen?
Well. Locally, I do quite a bit of writing for Coast Weekend magazine, published by the Daily Astorian, that also appears in the Chinook Observer.
Right.
And
at the time, my editor there at the time was Rebecca Sedlak, and it was in December, and her holiday story, her cover story for the holiday issue kind of fell through. Whoever was writing it had an emergency of some sort, and it was rather last minute. And so I said, you know, I don't really want to do this, Rebecca, but if you, if you really need an out, I think I might be able to just, you know, do this rewrite. And but if somebody else offers you another story, that'd
please,
be fine.
Please.
So it turned out that someone did offer her another story, and I got out of it that year, but it sort of sat in the back of my mind. Oh. And she had liked the idea, and so when I would make that 4-mile drive across the Astoria Bridge, I'd kind of think about what might happen to Santa Claus on a stormy Christmas Eve out there. And here we are. We published it maybe the next Christmas was when we published it in the paper. And I had a choice of who I would like to illustrate it. And I only at the time knew Sally then through her art. And the paper has several illustrators that they contract with. But I thought she was such a perfect match, and I was already a fan. So here we are now.
Absolutely. Nice. Now, last year was the first year I saw it in the show. Is that right?
That's right. Last year was it got enough positive reception when it was in the paper that we thought we had some suggestions to take it a little step further.
Oh, it's so beautiful the whole way it's put together.
Oh, thank you.
It's an accordion shaped publication, a chapbook. So each page has text or an illustration, and it folds up. You can also fold it into the shape of a star. It's very decorative.
It's small. It fits into a stocking, or you
that's
can
right.
slip it into the mail pretty easily in a greeting card.
Yes, the only glitch for me was sending it to Canada. I had to go through the post office, etc.
Well,
otherwise,
if you didn't have friends in Canada, this wouldn't be a problem.
And how fun for us to learn that. Like, now we're international.
Exactly.
So, did you do something different? Did you add?
We did. This is a redesign. Mm-hmm. Last year, the project was entirely put together by Sally and I. We at the time that we decided to do it didn't have any idea what that was really going to entail, particularly after it was successful.
We were really in trouble.
It was. Wow. We had some marathon sessions of cutting and scoring and folding and gluing and that.
You know, this kind of takes me back. I'm not going to go into detail, but just keep in your mind, Turkey. The country,
okay,
not the food, the
not
animal,
the bird,
I should say.
Yes.
1966 and 67, and we'll talk about it later.
Okay. Oh,
that's really.
I'll remember Turkey, Sally.
Well,
you remember 1966 and 67.
You just exactly what you said.
Carol,
it got so
know.
Popular, and then the cutting and the pasting and the putting together.
Right. Well, it's not the sort of a project that you would approach a publisher with. It's such a local, special little thing to our region. So it really was a project then that needed to be done by hand, mostly because we didn't know how well it would do, and I didn't want to be stuck with 500 Santa cards in my attic. So this year we hired a graphic designer, Susan Spence, on the Long Beach Peninsula, who perfectly captured our vision. And
but it's not a basket. I didn't.
I know. Those are beautiful. I love her baskets. She did a little. She redesigned it for us to be able to be printed on an offset press. So this version is different. We've added some art. Sally has. There's extra illustrations. And it's 10 panels long this year, but printed on both sides now. So when it's displayed as a star or something, we've added lots of color, and it is a different animal. We're also doing a special edition this year.
That's right.
That is expressly for the U.S. Coast Guard service members and anyone who loves a coastie.
Right.
And the only difference really is that on the jacket's cover, we've put a fun little gold sticker that says Special U.S. Coast Guard Edition.
Was that by request?
No, not really. Well, we did have a lot of, you know, the Coast Guard features very prominently in the triumphant ending of the story.
Right.
So,
the Jayhawk helicopter.
That's right. The Jayhawk comes and saves the day. Ooh, spoiler alert. I guess we should have. Yeah. Yeah.
It's worth it.
So we did know that there was some Coast Guard interest, but mostly we just wanted it to be a little extra thank you. Yeah. The only way that it differs is the denotation of that little sticker, and then Sally and I have inscribed them each with a special thank you and signed them. But
lovely.
They're the same price and offered only at a couple places, actually. The Maritime Museum is carrying them, and also Time Enough Books and the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum in Iwako. We didn't want to create too much confusion, but anyone who wants that could find it there.
And those, when you say carrying them, you mean the Coast Guard ones or all of them?
They're specifically carrying the Coast Guard ones alongside some of the regular ones,
right,
too.
Right. Right.
But we didn't put the Coast Guard issues everywhere. We wanted to
saturate.
We didn't want to be confusing. We just wanted it to be a nice little treat to say thanks.
Right. Lovely idea. Lovely idea. So you are going to be presenting this at the Iwako Crab Pot Christmas Lighting on December 1st. And
that's right.
But then you're doing it again?
Yes.
At the Tuba Christmas?
I know. Isn't it amazing? Yes. That one's on December 8th.
Yeah.
That's from 2 to 4 p.m. And we read there last year as well. It was these little small town events are so delightful to participate in.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've been invited to read also tomorrow in Long Beach at Veterans Field from starting like right before 3 o'clock, when Santa is going to be arriving for photos and a little lap time. We're going to kick it off with this poem first.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty neat.
And how do you... So you've got it written out. You're not going to have to turn the pages of the book?
Right. Yeah. I've made a full, larger copy.
And then, Sally, you get to stand next to her.
I just stand there and cheer.
And point to the...
Well, we have an interpretive dance that I actually forgot to tell you about.
That's right. I need to practice my choreography.
Yeah.
I want to be at that one. I want to see Sally LaGaffe up there dancing.
Oh, my goodness.
Dancing Santa.
And that's right.
Folks, this is a precious piece. It can serve... it's an art piece, literature. I don't know how we call this, but definitely
falls
art.
Under the category.
So, and you can use this as a beautiful gift, as well as a card, and it is very, very local, which makes it that much more special. Thank you so much for doing this. It was a great idea, mm-hmm. and Lynette, now that you've taken this on, I bet you've got lots of... What's your next project?
Well, you know, I actually am working on my first full-length piece of fiction now. So I'm not quite sure I'm ready to call it a novel. But this project, because it varies so much from what I usually do, I have to say that it's... Well, it was special for two reasons. One, I've never worked with an illustrator and had the things in my mind... As a writer, you're trying to use these paltry things... we call words to convey the images in your head, and to have Sally take those words and turn them into images, it's magic. There's magic in that.
Yes.
It's incredible. So I'm completely hooked on that.
Yes. Good.
So I'm working on my first piece of long fiction, but Sally and I are also on the beginnings of a long road for our next collaboration.
Yes, we have ideas.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So this is hopefully just the first of many.
Very much look forward. Now, if somebody wants to find this, and they don't live here, but they are close by, is there a website or a phone? What?
There is. Of course, we're trying to drive people to our wonderful retailers. We only have a few, but we've put one in each, at least one in each place of the final shout out that features in the poem. And this year, for out of town buyers, we are selling it on an Etsy shop. So they can go to Etsy.com and just search our shop name is A Coastal Christmas. So
A Coastal Christmas. And my guests and the perpetrators of this fabulous piece, Lynette Ray McAdams. That would be LynetteRae McAdams. And Sally LaCaffe, LacKaff.
That's right.
Fabulous. Congratulations. And the fact that it's that you've
stayed
with
it
and recreated. And that, again, is December 1st at the Iwako Crab Pot Christmas Lighting, and December 8th at the Tuba Christmas in Iwako. And what did you say about tomorrow?
Tomorrow is a reading at Veterans Field in Long Beach.
Long Beach.
And then we're also doing, just during the art walk on December 8th, a little signing at Forsythia, who's our in Astoria. It's carried. Patricia Fagerlund has it at Forsythia, the Co-op, as you mentioned, and then the Maritime Museum here.
Mm-hmm. And then on December 1st, as a separate, Sally LeCaff is offering the book Sarah's Circus, a collaboration with Robert Jake Jacobs, And there will be a signing at the AVA Gallery, 375 11th, 1 to 4. And how about that? Is there somewhere where folks can get in touch with you if they're interested? It's a beautiful book. And, you know, many of you know how I feel about circuses, but I gave this approval.
I really appreciate that, Carol, because I did consider that a lot. You were one of the people I thought about when we were designing this.
I appreciate
As a matter of fact, Jake... heartily disapproved of
circus animals
and I think that's largely, it's not based on his childhood experience, but as he aged, he really came to see that it's just despicable, and he refused to go to circuses because of that. So this book, you know, is a, it's a story about a little girl in the 1930 or something, at the beginning of the Great Depression. She goes to the circus for one day, and some things happen, but it has nothing to do with the circuses at large. It was, it's just a snapshot of a day in this girl's life.
So how can people get a hold of that?
I am carrying this at Godfather's Books and the Riverseat Gallery in Astoria, Time Enough Books in El Waco, and Jupiter's Books down in Cannon Beach as well.
Nice.
I'm hopefully not forgetting anybody.
Is that okay? Well, if you need more information, check in with one of those, or just check out Sally at the AVA Gallery. That's the best thing to do. Thank you.
Sorry, the Cannery Pier Hotel.
Of course.
Gift shop.
Of course.
That's kind of a major one.
I should have thought of that. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sally,
Carol.
LeCaff and Lynette Ray McAdams. And congratulations to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Okay. My next guest is waiting outside, and I have her brand new EP. This is Deb Montgomery, and let's hear All the Water right here on KMUN.
All the water inside, all the water inside needs way to go. Needs way to go. All the things that we hide, all the things that we hide need way to show. Need way to show. Found me and I got free. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
My guest is Deb Montgomery, and many of you have met Deb. She's been here before, played in various capacities, and one of our KMUN connections. Again, there's the first time I met you was at the
Memorial
for Gabe.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing that. And I fell in love with your music, and I play it on my show. And
aww,
so
thank you.
Now you have this new EP.
Yeah. All the Water.
All the Water with a picture. I presume that's you.
It's actually not me. It's a Kate T. Parker photo, and she has a best-selling book called Strong as the New Pretty, all about women and girls and doing really cool things. And she's just finished Strong Boy, which is all boys and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I wondered because this face, I thought, well, you know, as she
no,
ages,
that makes sense.
Her face is longer and narrower, but this is a precious photo.
Isn't
on
it beautiful?
The front. Yeah, it is. Just lovely.
I love the picture of, and if people want to go online, they can just look it up, Deb Montgomery, All the Water. They'll see the Kate Parker photo. but I love the intensity.
Yes.
And the playfulness.
Yes. Right? She's definitely very present. I can't wait to see what she grows up to be.
Yeah.
How about you, though? What's going on?
I've been playing a ton. We finished this up in June of this year, All the Water. We released it October 13th in Seattle. Wonderful release show. And it's getting some cool play around the country right now in different parts of the world. So,
but now I understand, because as everybody knows, this is an event-driven show. You are playing Sunday evening.
That's right, Seaside Brewery.
Seaside Brewery.
7:30.
Is that with a band, though?
Yeah, my bass player and my drummer are coming down.
Okay.
And it's possible we'll have a local guitar player in the playing as well, maybe Bill Hayes, if he can make it.
Okay, nice, yeah.
But definitely different. I've never played the coast with a band before, so I'm really excited. That's all I'm doing in Seattle right now is just kind of...
And what's on here?
That's band.
You've got a whole band. You've got a big band
Got
on
a big
here.
Band. That was done in the Soundhouse where Nirvana recorded and Michael Perkins produced it. It's pretty exciting. I'm very, very excited about this EP. So.
Yeah. So you are continuing to write music.
Writing a lot.
This is the
especially
exciting.
The last year or so. So. And all of these songs were finished in Seaside. I brought my electric guitar down.
The Seaside here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We lived down here part of the time. And so I bought an electric guitar and a Vox amp. And all five of these were written on that in January, February, finished up. So
very exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I see it's 2018. Well, why don't you play us something? Is it from here or something
else?
Yeah,
no, I think I'll play Hold On off of this one. So I'll play it on my acoustic, just it was simpler to bring it down today. But on the album, it's full band and kind of a more rock sound. But I'll give it my best shot here.
That would be great. And again, Deb is playing with her band, or a smaller band that's on, at the Seaside Brewery on Sunday evening, this Sunday at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah.
That's 851 Broadway.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you.
When the rains come, when the rain comes down, when the fires burn when the fire. Oh,
it short a little bit okay. for the time.
Thank you. Yes, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Your music is always very soulful.
Thank
and,
you, Karen.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Where is, what is it all about
Where's
for
it
you?
Coming from?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think I just wrestle existentially and spiritually with meaning all the time. And I think from enormous amounts of grief and story. And I think also I'm somebody told me once I was very porous. And there was like a lot of shells sort of around me. And so I think I'm just a highly, very sensitive person. So whether it's my own pain or others, I don't think I can actually go through anything without feeling what other people are going through as well. So I think even as a songwriter, I'm always trying to make my story and suffering and hope and resilience part of yours. So that's hopefully what feels soulful about it is because I think that's what we're all trying to do in this world, right?
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And even when you did the covers, they were all very
thank you.
Similar. Your choice
thank
is
you.
Quite so wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Deb Montgomery, it would be interesting to hear you with the band. It's going to be so different.
Yeah,
so.
Well, people are, I think they enjoy it too. So I think the band's really soulful, the guys I'm playing with are wonderful. They're all just talented, sensitive musicians. So I think it just brings it alive on another level. And I absolutely love it. I hope people come
That's
out
great.
Sunday.
And you live... Besides CSAB, where
do you live? We live in Seattle.
In Seattle.
My partner and I live in Seattle most of the time, and then we're down here as much as we can be here.
And are the band members mostly in Seattle?
They're in Seattle as well. Yeah, so they're driving down Sunday morning.
Very exciting.
Yeah, thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
I hope people come out Sunday.
I hope so. And meanwhile, I hope you're going to leave us this
that's yours?
This album.
Absolutely.
So that we can play it.
Dig for Diamonds is kind of a pop one if you want to put that number two, if you feel like playing that.
Okay.
Kind of a poppy.
Well, I'm going to have to...
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm going to have to let you go because I do have one more
thank
guest.
Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you
thank
next
you
time.
Thank you so much for making the music and 2018.
Thanks, Carol.
And
thank
you're still
you.
Writing, so
oh, yeah.
I know we'll be hearing more from you.
Wonderful.
So.
Thanks so much.
I am going to put on Dig for Diamonds.
Thank you.
As my segue, so thank
awesome.
You
Awesome. Lovely.
Much.
All right, enjoy. Thank you so much for having me.
Again, that's Deb Montgomery, Sunday evening, 7:30 at the Seaside Brewery, 851 Broadway. And I'm sure they'll play all the tunes from this and then some, because there's five tunes on this new album. Let's hear number two. And then I've got a last guest coming in on Coast Community Radio.
In the mud and the sand. Take the kid that you left by the hand. He got stories you won't understand till you go. You can turn this.
Well, you can hear the difference there with the band. Again, that's Sunday evening. Holy cow. My guests so far have been Friday and Saturday. Filled up your schedule, but there's so much more going on as well. So enjoy it all. Just remember, art saves lives. Art heals. And that's why we're in this business. And someone here... My last guest is Florence Sage, whom you, most of you, are familiar with. And this was mentioned last week, but we didn't go into any specifics. Florence Sage and Bob Pyle, Robert Michael Pyle, are going to be reading poetry a week from tomorrow night. That's December 1st, Saturday at 6 p.m. at the Astoria Library. And this is a little bit different, and I'm going to let Florence explain to you what they're doing and then read us a quickie.
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob,
welcome.
Thank you. Bob and I have both written each a series of poems that are about our families. When he wrote a series of 21 poems, and they're all short, they're each 9 lines, so there's a discipline there.
Yeah.
I said to myself, gee, this is about time I got some of the stories that I have in mind about my father before, number one, I forget, and before everybody in the family has gone, you know. And so I started writing, and the first one is the one I'm going to read in a moment, and it's like a 30-second poem. It was 12 lines long. And then, oh my gosh, I got 41 stories ultimately.
So are they also all short?
That is the shortest one.
Okay.
And they go as long as 100 lines, which is over 4 minutes. So a variety of sizes of stories.
And they're all poems.
They're all narrative poems.
Narratives. Yes.
Because there's a musicality to how I write.
Always. Yeah.
And Bob got his idea. He woke up one day, he told me, with the title in mind, The Children of the Night Go Forth.
Mm.
And from that, he knew who the children of the night were. That was he and his brother, mm-hmm. and they went forth.
And your story, you're from Canada.
Yes, and so mine is called The Man Who Whistled, The Woman Who Wished, and it is stories about a Polish-Canadian mom and dad. They were first generation, so I'm second, and in the 40s and 50s in Canada. Yeah, so that's where they're set. And in fact, I got a chance to read some of them at the Hamilton Poetry Center, which is where the setting is. Yeah,
nice. Now, did your parents come as children or as adults?
No, they were born here.
Oh, like I see.
All my grandparents came from Poland when Poland was under the Tsar of Russia. Mm-hmm. So they got out. They were really refugees.
They got to Canada.
They got
they
to Canada, right here, you know, North America.
Give us your poem.
Okay, this one's called...
Thank you.
This was the first one. This one's called No Spitting. Stopping for the light at King and Gage, my father spits a spray of cherry pits out the window of his farm truck from the pony basket on the seat beside him, which he's been chewing through en route to the mill, pouching the pits until he's got enough for a worthy shot, and easily missing the turning cars with his practiced aim. But they're natural, says Dad, as the cop writes up the warning. It's the 3 to 11, he tells me later. I get away with it on the night shift. Now, this didn't quite happen. He didn't get a warning ticket, but I always thought when I was writing that he might have. Yeah. So, you know, there's a little bit of imagination, but you have to, when you're writing about real people, you've got to tell the true story.
Now, are your parents still alive?
No,
I figured.
But my sister and some cousins, and I actually took all my stories home
to get
checked. No, I wanted them to check that I had everything right.
You know, almost right.
Almost right. Well, right enough.
That is absolutely delightful. Also, Florence has a wife. Boys, you've got the shift out there. They're coming to arrest someone for cherry spitting.
I hear them.
The sirens are going. Florence has a very fine way of narrative poetry that you go right into the world. So I'm dodging pits right now.
Thank you,
again,
Carol.
Florence Sage and Bob Pyle will be giving their family stories December 1st, that's Saturday evening, at 6 p.m. at the Astoria Library, which is on 10th and Exchange. Thanks so much, Florence.
Thank you, everybody.
I'm going to tell you a little bit else what's happening. Astoria High School Santa Lucia is tonight, 6:30, and the Manzanita Holiday Kids Fair from 5 to 8. Coaster has The Wizard of Oz, and Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 3. Peninsula Arts Association studio tour is over for today, but it's all day tomorrow from 10 to 4. And that is going to be an amazing 15 venues and 20 artists. And Seaside Artisan Fair, Seaside Parade of Lights, this is all today. The Adrift with the Horsenecks, and they're going into the Hackles tomorrow night. Southwester Gratitudes with Louis Ledford and Michael Hurley tonight, and going on all day until tomorrow night. And Crown Alley Irish Pub, Curlew's Call, Friday and Saturday from 7 to 10 in Ocean Park. Tomorrow, Peninsula Pack has the Hey Ho Trio, and they sound fantastic. Pine Grove Community House, Rhythm Method from 4 to 7. That's